First of all, congratulations. You got married over the Christmas period. You had your honeymoon, and I'm sure you enjoyed your time away. So you're starting the year on a high before you even were hitting a hurley and a slitter, Danny.
Yeah, no, I was a busy time there before Christmas now. It was just kind of it worked out well the way with the league now towards the start of February. Like, so it meant if we could get a few weeks away and just then come back just in time. Like, so that kind of worked out well, and especially getting the result there at the weekend kind of made it easier for us, the whole thing, like, because, you know, you just want to get off the season off on a good foot, like, and we did that. So all is good, like, so very happy now.
Yeah, and when during your time away, were you keeping an eye on the McGurk Cup and how the boys were performing? Because they came very, very close to winning that tournament, Danny.
Yeah, that's it. I got to watch the game now against Down, just because this was looking off Ulster J streamed it, like, so look, they put on a very, very good show that night, like, and just unfortunate in the end, like, but I was kind of a new enough team there, and a lot of young lads got good run out, and I heard good things from the other games as well too now, so back in fairness, it's been a positive start for a lot of us now for 2022 anyways.
Yeah, good result last week against London, because when you're playing a team like London, it can be a bit of an unknown at times, particularly when you're taking on a side that I haven't played any intercounty sport in 2 years, Danny. So there probably was a bit of nerves at the back of the mind in relation to what London were going to be able to bring here, because we do know that they've had quality hurlers, but you just came through that test with flying colours last week and fully deserving of the victory, and they didn't really trouble you at any sort of time in the game, Danny.
No, we were very happy with the result, and in fairness, in the first half now, we really hurled very well against the breeze, like, and that kind of made it easy for the second now. But look, we didn't know what London would bring, like, because it has been 2 years since they played, like, and we've never actually beat London, so that's kind of a first for us as well. So, you know, they've always been a different level than us, like, but, you know, in fairness now, everything went well on the day, like, we hurled well and used the ball well, and as I said, that lead at half-time against the breeze just kind of set things up into the second half, so... Look, we're delighted with that too. Like, it's just now looking forward to the next game. Like, so.
Yeah, it's important to win the home game as well, because you only got two of them this year, three away and two at home. So you have to win your home games to be in with the shout of staying up, Danny, and that was the first box ticked.
Yeah, well, big time now. And, you know, we've got Derry at home as well, which is not an easy game. And, you know, when you're travelling away to Wicklow, Mayo, like, it's like every team in this league is very, very competitive. Like, and every game is going to be very tough. Like, so we know any kind of... We have to make the most of every opportunity we get. Like, and we kind of made that start now at the weekend. And now, I suppose, going away to Sligo is going to be a different test. Like, and, you know, it's something we have to just be ready for.
Yeah, just before we mention Sligo, I know that you hadn't heard since the end of last season. How would you have assessed your own performance, given it was your first match back, Danny, and you played the full game as well?
Yeah, look, I was just happy to get that the legs carried me through it now, because, you know, it's just, you're kind of, it was only coming with a week's preparation, like, but just, you know, a few good sessions on the belt, like, and. Look, the main thing is, as long as we get the result, I'm kind of happy enough with that, like, and that's the key, like, and just, look, I was just happy to play any kind of part in it, like, and thankfully we did that, and, you know, that's the main thing, like.
Yeah. So then, Sligo on Sunday, away from home, Marchevic Park. Sligo have obviously, of course, been in this division before as well. What are you expecting? What sort of challenge are you expecting at the weekend, Danny?
Well, in fairness to Sligo now, they've worked their way up through the ranks now in the last few years. Like, they've been from 3B, 3A up to 2B now, and they've been playing at Christy Ring the last 3 years, which is, you know, it's no mean feat, because they've stayed up there and they've been competitive. Like, so they're a very young team, and they're probably moving in the right direction. Like, and, you know, we're kind of thinking the same about ourselves. Like, so it's just going to be a very, very difficult game for us. Like, and it's, you know, something probably we're looking forward to too. Like, we haven't really played them competitively now in the last couple of years, so we'll kind of see where both teams are at now. But look, we're expecting a very big challenge, like, especially down in Sligo, so just hopefully we're ready for it.
Yeah, on the road as well, I suppose a good start's important, Danny.
That's it, yeah, you know, and, like, I suppose, like, London, in fairness, started off well enough there at the weekend, like, and we settled into the game, like, so we just kind of don't want to be giving Sligo any opportunity to get a foothold in, like, so it's probably up to us now to make sure we're the ones starting well now on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's a game that Donegal are very capable of winning, Danny.
Oh, definitely, especially with the team we have now this year, and they own this very strong panel, like, and having, like, the Davin Flynn back is a huge help to us now. So, but look, it's one to hurling too, like, and it's not always the kind of the best hurling team comes out on top in these games. Like, it's kind of a bit of a dogfight in of it, like, and, you know, it's probably a bit of hunger has come down to it, like, so it's probably something we'll have to be bringing to it.
Yeah, and in relation to yourself again, Danny, you've been around the block hurling a long time, haven't I? What year now is this that you're pulling on the county colours?
I kind of lost count myself now, but I think it's just back in 2004 we started, so it's kind of I'll just try again another few years out of it yet now. But I looked, I'm just delighted to be even a part of it and still in a position to play for it. So, you know, you've got to appreciate that. And I suppose when the years are getting longer and the body's getting sore, you just got to take every game that comes and just hopefully you're all right for the next one.
Yeah, well, we're going to call you now one of the veterans of the current Donegal panel. But as you look at the panel now, Danny, and having been involved in so many panels sort of down through the years, and how do you rate this young crop of Donegal hurlers that's coming through at the moment?
It's definitely up there, one of the best now, probably if not the best, like, because there's just a, you know, a very good young batch there coming there last year, like so Connor Gartland and Rory Campbell and Oisin Marley's back in there now, like, so that's three very talented young hurlers. And then, you know, you've got a few boys like Davin Flynn and Richie Ryan, and these boys, Beck and Holders, really brought the kind of standard up for us. You know, they're very big additions to the county, like, and you've always then got the boys are there the whole time, myself and Sean, you know, have always been just kind of there every year. So, you know, at the moment you've got a really good mix, like, and it's probably something that we're kind of very grateful for, like, and so we want to make the most of it now when we do have these kind of players in this crop. So we just have to hopefully kind of maintain that level we're at and maybe try to push forward a bit more, like.
Yeah, just finally then, obviously the league campaign's there, you're targeting 2-3 wins to stay in the division, but obviously the championship is the one, Danny, that you all want to go well later in the year. That didn't happen last year, but can Donegal be contenders again in the Nicky Record competition in 2022?
Yeah, definitely. Look, that's the way we're looking for, that's what we're aiming for now. Look, there's still a few good teams not there, like Tyrone and Roscommon. You'll probably be one of the teams we'll be really keeping an eye on, like, but it's probably at the end of it, we just want to get to Croke Park and kind of push on, because we feel like we were unlucky 2 years when we won it, that didn't promote us to the Christy Ring, and that's kind of where the place we want to be, like. And you know, we're in Nicky Record now long enough, so we kind of want to kind of up that level, because we've competed well in the league, but you know, we haven't really got the opportunity to do that in the championship, so that's probably a big goal for us now this year.
Okay, well, there'll be a lot of hurling between now and the championship. Listen, Danny, the best of luck with your next assignment, Sligo, on Sunday. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, guys.